It's Desert Island Goals. I am Andy Heen, and I am back for another show, and I'm delighted to welcome this to the latest edition, TV and film director Nick Murphy. Nick, welcome to the show, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. My God, I've been listening to the shows and podcasts so long now. I'm a massive fan. I've not quite got a Kev Walsh poster up, but pretty close. I'm glad to be here. Yeah.
Don't let Kev know his head's big enough, unfortunately. Oh, fantastic. So we've got you on, and we've got you three goals, and we'll get to them in a minute. But for those that don't know, do you want to give our listeners a little bit of a background into your love affair with Liverpool Football Club, so to speak?
Well, I'm a dyed-in-the-wool wool. Grew up West Kirby, and my old man was a Liverpool fan and a cop. Season ticket holder, and my brother and I were just from the earliest age, just like that. You can't remember not caring, and introduced that sort of age where Dad went off and came back either happy or sad. But we were intrinsically sort of linked to it, and then he started taking us. So we in fact, my entire relationship with Liverpool Football Club comes through the filter of family, really, and what it means to my brother and I. And my dad and my mum now very much. So we were those little kids going off, being dragged up to the cop. I can remember do you remember when it was a standing cop and they had those sort of like goalposts that you sort of stop the surge barriers, if you like.
Yeah.
My earliest memories of footy were sitting on those, and there was one of them was square, or one or two of them were square, and some were round, and the round ones weren't as comfortable, so you had to run and really try and get in early to get the square ones, so you could get a view. But that was that's my childhood.
When you were on the cop, it's the age old tradition. Is it? Were you one of those who's always had the same spot, or did you?
Never like that. In fact, when it was standing, it was much more fluid. I think I was clearly aware of the hardcore in the middle lower bit, and they were the guys. You know, you knew they were the real guys, and Dad never pretended he was that. You know, Dad was a brutal businessman, a middle class manager, if you like. He wasn't one of the hardcore, if you like. But his affection for the place was obvious, and he was, you know, when he'd go off to Europe, and in fact he got arrested swimming in the Trevi Fountain after the Rome win, which
probably stood next to me, Dad.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they both did time together in a Roman jail. Yeah.